Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Brandon, it is a Man Talk Monday, and here's what I want. Here's what I want from you. I want maximum effort. That's all I want. Maximum effort on Man Talk Monday.
Yeah.
Maximum effort.
Yeah, I'm your guy.
Okay.
I'm going to give it.
Okay, good. All right, here is your 5 seconds of silence brought to you by the Smarticle Podcast. So this is perfect today for Man Talk Monday because we just wrapped up the Lenten season. Mm-hmm. I feel like today's topic is going to be a great way to check in on your Lenten season, Brandon. Is that going
to
work for you?
That sounds good to me. Let's do it.
Here's your headline. Trapped in a routine, here's how to dishabituate and rediscover joy. This is neuroscientist Tali Sharut, who spoke with Big Think magazine about dishabituating.
Dishabituating? I think it's like removing a habit or changing a habit.
Habituate.
Yeah.
Dishabituate.
Yeah.
I don't believe you should have a woken magometer because we're talking
No, it's a science thing. I looked her up. She's well known and quite lovely, frankly. She's gone to some really smart schools, and I don't see anything in her politics that would lead me to believe that she'd be biased. I'm not sure I agree with everything she said, but I definitely think that she's a legitimate scientist.
Okay. I do believe you're bringing maximum effort. Here we go. There are wonderful and cherished things in life, and when we take these things for granted, it lessens them a bit. When you see a friend every week or a spouse every day, they could start to fall back into the background. Bit by bit, we start to see others not as people, but as props on set. My kids refer to that as NPCs, non-player characters, like right. Someone in a video game, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Even our closest relatives, such as children or loved ones, can become folded into our routines. So habits have one major pitfall. They let us ignore what needs to be seen. Sometimes then we need a break by a habit by consciously adopting a plan of dishabituation. We have to learn again to see what we used to see. Breaking is the idea we take a break from something and then we come back to it, right? And then once we come back to it, we're able to see it again. Second, you have to change the habit. Changing can involve breaking, but usually involves a more lasting change. For example, you might change your environment. Let's say you're working on the same task at the same time of day. You might choose to go to a cafe for the task or work outside. We're often made unhappy by our habits. So consider finding ways to change and break some of yours. By challenging the comfort of our daily patterns, we open ourselves to new experiences, perspectives, and connections. So, as I mentioned, we just wrapped up the Lenten season, which I feel like Lent is this spiritual way to say, let's break the habit. What was your Lenten you were giving up? Lenten.
Thanks. Well, I don't give up things in Lent. I take things on.
But you mentioned something specifically. We can rewind the tape and go back if you want on this Smarticle podcast.
You mean on what I was giving up?
Yes.
I think I was trying to give up being negative. I mean, what was it? You tell me. I forget.
You were trying to have a better perspective.
Right. I think that my whole goal with this Lenten season was simply like, if I was going to do something, I need to do it with the right spirit in mind. I can't do, like, I'm going to volunteer, but I'm going to be pissed off the whole time I'm doing it. That doesn't serve anything. So trying to have a better, more, not positive mental attitude, but more of like, don't just do things to do them, but actually be meaningful.
And it went?
I think it went okay. I think that it was it's been a challenging season for me. There has been something that's come apart in our family that I will not reference because you'll make fun of me. You'll say that I'm humble bragging, but we've had a challenging addition to our family, and it's been a tiring season. And
so you've been thankful through it all. You're like, you know what?
I have not been thankful through it all.
Oh, we gave that up for Lent. That was the whole point.
I love that you make a joke about something that's important. If anybody was, they'd say, oh, Larry, you're making a joke about it. No.
Hold on.
Okay.
Before Lent started, I'm not going to complain about things that come into my life. Then this marvelous miracle comes into your life.
No, I didn't want the miracle. I didn't want it in my life.
I know, but it doesn't matter if it won or not. You're supposed to, during Lent, just...
Okay, jackass. The whole point of Lent is, and breaking habits, is to do the best you can with what you have. You're not... It didn't say you're going to magically be perfect. That's the difference. I'm not magically perfect. I wish that I could have... I see how my wife is so chill about certain things. It's just so easygoing about it. And I'm like, how in the world can somebody be so easygoing about something that I find incredibly challenging? And I have to give myself some grace to say, we're all raised differently. We all have different our parents raised us We had different traumas in life, things that happen that affect us in the way we relate to things. So I clearly do not relate to things the same way that my wife does. So that's all I'm going
to
say about
Okay, that. Back to the point of change in habituation. Mm-hmm. Do you think, back to the Serengeti, the caveman,
do you think
that they had a daily routine or every day was different?
No, I think that, of course, they had a daily routine.
Really?
In terms of, well, I mean, the daily
routine. I thought life was a lot more phonetic. And
well, I mean, ultimately, if you mean daily routine is we get up and we go hunting, that's the same thing we do every day.
Our life is so much more routine than the caveman, in my estimation. You wake out of the cave, the lion might eat you. Okay, well, Joe got eight in a day. Everybody's probably like, yeah, it's part of the day.
I don't know. That's a really interesting question. I usually have an opinion and or thought about that, but I'm like, gosh, if you're living in a hunter-gatherer society or even an agrarian society, you're going to be doing certain things habitually just to survive. You got to go do certain things. Like today, we don't have to do things specifically to survive, i.e. we don't have to get food to eat, water to drink, typically.
So, and that's why we are in this routine. That's
right,
why we're
but still. I mean, but we have the ability to break out of routine pretty easily. Someone calls us up and says, hey, I want to go to lunch with you. That's not in your routine. You could do, there's more so, I mean, that's not happening on the Serengeti. I'm not calling my buddy Larry up, say, hey, Larry, let's go grab a beer. That just doesn't happen. It's, you're basically doing the same things every day, 365 days a year, because you have to in order to survive. There is no day off on the Serengeti.
And then guess what happens? You wake up and you're a middle-aged man and your kids are grown up and they've left your house. And you're like, what just happened?
Well, she did talk about the fact that our least happy, statistically speaking, the least happiest time in people's life is in their midlife. But because typically that when you're a kid, you're just happy and everything, you do whatever you want. There's no habits per se. You're just doing, someone's forcing you to do it. By the time you get to midlife and you have a family, you got to do things, the routine ritual every day. And the whole point of this article is breaking out of habits so that you can see what's out there. I think, is that summing it up fairly clearly?
I feel like that is it. And I think 10% of our country is going to go vote for RFK Jr.
Okay.
I think a lot bigger percentage of people would not want to give anything up, even though they're miserable.
Yeah, that's interesting. I do think that idea of bad habits, and let's say there are things that we do that are not necessarily bad for us per se, like they're physically not bad for us, but they're bad for us mentally. My father-in-law, who I love, great guy, just really good dude, but that dude is the most habitual. I've never met, he's like, oh, that's 6:22. Gotta go drink my coffee. You know, I gotta take my shower. It's 11:14. You know, it's like, it's painful for him. My dad, I told this story about my dad when I went up to visit him in my hometown, and there was this big sort of music event, and it was at 6 o'clock, and I was like, hey, pops, let's go check out some music. He's like, oh, it's 6 o'clock. I got a Wapner. I'm like, what, dude? I mean, seriously, we can't break free of that one time. Now, to be fair, I was already out of my habit because I was in a different place. Maybe I would be the same way. Are there any habits you have?
Hold on. You just Rain Man checked your dad.
Rain Man, bro. So wait a second. I rain checked my dad. Hey, you know, rest in peace, Big John. But wait a second.
Serious.
Do you have any habits in your life? I mean, serious now. Do you have any habits?
I've got you, as you know, reading the universe, doing a little naked praying.
Naked praying?
Yes, I told you that. I pray in the nude.
Is this where you go in the living room and pray in the nude?
Yeah.
What happens if your kids walk out?
No, it's 4 o'clock. Nobody's up.
What if they just happen to get up to get a drink of water and there you are with your all
I'd
together?
I'd be lying on the floor and they would be like, what is this guy doing? Prostrated on the floor.
Oh my God, seriously, you're just laying in the living room naked and your kid walks out to go pee and there you are?
I feel like you're kidding us off.
No, I don't. I think that's weird.
I eat the same thing for 5 days a week. I eat oatmeal and raisins.
Yeah, to me, that's really weird. You eat the same, the food thing, which is probably good, but are you missing? I mean, her point is to dehabituate is to see things differently and to
engage. Well, because guess what? I eat oatmeal every single day. And so when I finally, and then I eat a boring dinner three nights a week. Mm-hmm. But when I eat something good, I'm like, ooh, this is good. Because I've broken the routine.
Yeah, but
as opposed to eating a big pastrami sandwich every friggin' day.
I know, but that's there's a difference between eating oatmeal every single day and eating like whatever you want all the time. Aren't they kind of the same thing?
No.
Well, yes, because in a sense, you're If you're just eating oatmeal every day.
I do not like eating oatmeal. I hate it.
You hate eating oatmeal?
Hate it.
So then why do you do it?
Because I want to eat a giant cheesesteak on Friday night. And then on Saturday, I want to have a bagel. And then guess what? A big plate of nachos this weekend.
But that just feels the opposite of moderation, bro. That feels like you've basically created this sort of weird habit because you want to, I don't know, man. That just seems like the opposite of what she's talking about. You don't want to talk about dehabituation. You're doing it. You're the very example of it.
Here's where I think dehabituation goes to. This is where it is.
According to Dr. Larry.
Yes. It's the Matrix. It's the red and the blue pill. Okay. So, Brandon, you're Neo. I'm offering you the red or the blue pill. You could live in the machine and eat the steak that's not real, or going through the agony of like a tortured life with the robots. But you got to take the blue pill.
You'd be fighting the robots in a tortured life, or like eating like the slop that they ate on the thing.
Yes.
Well, you know, that's interesting because remember the reason that Neo broke free is because he felt like something was wrong. And he was living in the Matrix, but he felt like something was wrong. And I think that there's something very much about if what you're doing feels wrong and yet you continue to do it over and over. I was talking with a friend recently.
Good
friend. No, and he was talking about another friend of ours who just keeps repeating the same professional process in his life and keeps thinking that it's going to be different. And he's like, you're never going to do X, so stop trying to do it. So why do people keep repeating the same processes if it never changes?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if that's an American thing or what, but
I think it's an American thing.
I've said this thing ad nauseum. People are walking around in our country just numb, like not able to actually enjoy the.
But this is a little bit different than numb. This is a person that says, like, you've got a conscious idea that if I eat my oatmeal every day, which I think is crazy, but if you eat it every day, you can have that delicious pastrami sandwich, whatever you want on the weekends. Yes. That's a dietary health thing for you. Mm. But you're not unaware of the fact that it's not that fun to eat oatmeal. There are other ways to do it.
Horrible.
That you would rather do something different. But if you keep doing the same thing over and over, and you're sort of like that idea of that's the definition of insanity, if you think that if you just keep applying for the same job that you never get, dude, mix it up. If you ate oatmeal every day and then bled from your orifices,
I feel like I'm actually losing weight and feeling better, so that's why I'm doing it.
But if you didn't, if it wasn't working, you would change it up, right?
Are we playing psychologist right now? I mean, I know that I'm...
But the whole article's about psychology, Larry. Okay, that's the
point.
But
You're
not one on this show, no, but she is. We read an article written by a psychologist, and her whole point is...
I feel like we're the same thing. We're saying the same thing. I don't understand why people talking about staying with a guy, staying in a bad job. Like, I have no idea why people aren't so afraid to be like, you know what? I might just do something different.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This is a tough one. What it did for me, this article did for me, was it said, what are the areas of my life that I'm habitual in that are not necessarily good things? And, you know, it makes me very uncomfortable to think to myself, like, I was thinking about my spin bike. I like to have it set up the exact same way because working out is hard. And I was like, ooh, what if I moved something on the spin bike just to change it up? And I was like, oh, that sounds depressing. But maybe that's our whole point, is that maybe that's going to lead me to something better. If I just change up one little thing or a couple of things, I can always go back to other. I think that's what the point I was gathering.
You know, what I got from that story is that the Rain Man doesn't fall too far from the tree. Your dad, 6 o'clock, you on the bike. It doesn't, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Wapner. Larry, I'd like to thank you for once again taking a very serious subject and making a mockery of it here on the Smarticle Podcast.